Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Wednesday, November 20th. South Bruce OPP are investigating a fatal collision in Brockton. They say at about 8:45 this morning, they received a report of a collision on Bruce Road 20 at Concession 2 in the Greenock area. Two passenger vehicles had collided. Two patients were transported to a local hospital. A 76-year-old Markdale resident was later pronounced dead. South Bruce OPP say they're continuing to investigate the collision. They say the road is now being reopened. South Bruce Peninsula Council has approved its 2025 operating and capital budget. It includes a 3.9% tax increase. The operating budget, which covers the cost of running the town and its usual services, is about $12.8 million, up from $12.3 million last year. There's nearly a 15% increase in the cost of the OPP, and the town is advocating for money from the province to cover that cost. Meanwhile, the town also says some municipal accommodation tax funding will go to a summer concert series in Bluewater Park, data collection to support local businesses, gray transit route funding, and other tourism-related items. Key infrastructure projects in 2025 include work on Mallory Beach Road and Phase 2 of the Burford Street reconstruction in Wyarton. Hanover Police Chief Chris Knoll says those who engage in road rage-related violence will find themselves in court. He said on social media Tuesday, police responded to a street fight between two men on 12th Street near 10th Avenue. Police say their investigation determined a pedestrian made an obscene gesture at a passing driver. The driver turned around, got out of his pickup truck, and allegedly knocked the other man to the ground and began punching and kicking him before hopping back into his truck and leaving the scene. Police arrested a 53-year-old Central Huron man for assault and causing a disturbance by fighting. They say the pedestrian had minor injuries. Police Chief Chris Knoll says road rage is unacceptable, adding the two men were strangers and that these attacks are becoming more common and have absolutely no place in our communities. He says the investigation is active and any witnesses or anyone with video footage is asked to contact police. Bloomberg will be featuring Chapman's Ice Cream in Markdale on their series World Greatest this month. World's Greatest has featured tours around the world with behind-the-scenes footage and interviews of unique companies for the past 18 years. The Chapman's Ice Cream episode is set to air November 23rd at 2 in the afternoon. Federal Liberal Employment Minister Randy Boisseneau has resigned from cabinet. He's been at the center of some controversy over a possible business ethics issue and has also come under scrutiny after his past claims of Indigenous ancestry have been called into question. Some opposition politicians called for him to resign. A statement from the Prime Minister says Boisseneau will step down from his cabinet role. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 25 points to 25,036. The Dow Jones is up 139 points. Our dollar is trading at 71.5 U.S. cents, down 12 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $68.87, down 52 cents a barrel. In sports, the Toronto Maple Leafs are set to host the Vegas Golden Knights tonight. That's a 7:30 start. Auston Matthews will miss his seventh straight game with an upper body injury. The Leafs have won 5 of 6 without him in the lineup. In the OHL, one game, the Erie Otters host the Brampton Steelheads. Next up for the Owen Sound Attack is a road game against the London Knights Friday. You can hear that game live on Kia of Owen Sound Terry's trailer service, Bear Radio. Saturday, the Attack host the Oshawa Generals at the Bayshore. It's the annual Toys for Tots game. Owen Sound firefighters will be there accepting donations of new unwrapped toys and cash. And in tennis, Canada was eliminated from the Davis Cup today with a quarterfinal loss to Germany. You can find more sports and submit your scores on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast. Rain or snow tonight, 50-kilometer wind gusts becoming light, the temperature dipping to around 3 degrees. Cloudy tomorrow, a 30% chance of rain or flurries, and a high around 7. A 60% chance of rain Friday and a high of 5. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you are up to date.